You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, welcome everybody. Welcome. I am so excited to be with you again on today. And you know, time is just really moving quickly. At the time of this recording of this show, we are almost a few days, really a few hours away from the month of March. Can you believe it? Boy, I tell you, time does go by quickly. And I heard somebody made a statement once that time waits on no man. Nobody. So you better get it in right now. Whatever it is, if you want to tell someone you love them, go ahead on and do it. If you want to take that special trip, now make sure you're taking your safety precautions, but you need to do that. Why wait? Why wait for tomorrow when you can do it today? And there's somebody, I believe the universe is really encouraging you, hey, you need to do this today. But I'm so glad that you decided to tune in to your spiritual GPS to success. I am so excited. Yay! Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, you all are making me feel really, really good. But you know what? I am blessed. I am fortunate to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And so much has gone on since we have been together. Yeah, I was one of the ones that got diagnosed with COVID. Yes, I did. But it's okay. Really, I'm grateful because it did not take me down. It just made me tired, really. It just made me tired. But I'm glad I'm here. My family's here. Everyone got it in my household except for the baby. Can you imagine that? The baby didn't get it. She's, what, 9 years old? And I'm like, Michaela, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Everybody else tired and sluggish and seemingly have a little fever and all of that, but that baby was just around here jumping and running and doing what she loves to do. So we're grateful to the universe. I'm grateful to God, really, for another day. And thank you so very much for your prayers. But you know what? Today, I got some callers already in queue, and I can't wait to get to them. But on today, I want to ask you a question. What are you good at doing? Yeah, think about that for just a moment. You know, when we are desiring to attract good things into our lives, better things into our lives, we must also look at, well, what am I good at doing? What am I? In other words, we need to find something that we can be proud of ourselves for. I believe that's what God wants you to do right now, is to find something that you can be proud of yourself for. It's okay to say, I'm good at cleaning, or I'm good. I remember one lady, I was in a meeting, and she said to me, Dr. Mosley, can't nobody scrub a toilet like I can. And I was like, did she just say what I thought she said? And she was proud of it. I'm like, what? And it really amazed me because I've never heard of nobody being proud of the way they scrub a toilet. But she was so overwhelmingly excited. And do you know what that young lady, she told me how she continues to get raises on her job. She continues to get blessed because she is proud of the work that she does. What is it that you are good at doing? And take pride in that. Enjoy that energy of saying, you know what? I'm good at frying some chicken. Yeah, buddy. Because that feeling is what you want. In that feeling, you will attract greater success. Listen, I got some callers and I got to get to them really quickly, but I want you to think about that right now. What are you good at doing? And don't go anywhere. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. You know, in coming up a lot of times in life and coming up in church, we were always taught, not always, but some people just kind of put you down a little bit. You know, oh, you're not good at this. And oh, you're not good at that. And in church, we used to say these terms like, I'm a wretch undone. And all of those, we were just like, God bad had mercy on us. But that is not the way I believe God wants you to think about yourself. No, because there's also another scripture in that Bible that says you are royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. You are somebody awesome. You are somebody dynamic. And you got to realize that, because once you do, then you will begin to attract greater success in your life. So now I'm going to Keisha. I'm going to talk to Keisha out of Seattle, Washington. How you doing, Keisha?
I'm doing well, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, Keisha, tell us, what is something that you are good at doing?
I'm really good at learning things, teaching things, and I'm a really good listener.
I like that. You put the emphasis there on that last one. I'm a really good listener. Now, I want to ask you this. How does it feel to be able to say that?
It makes me feel good to be able to say that. There's also a flip side to that coin, but generally it makes me feel pretty good to know that I have those qualities.
And it is good to know that you are a good listener. Now, how do you know you're a good listener?
Because I am the person that everybody goes to with their everything. I am the relationship therapist, the family therapist, the friends, coworkers, you name it. And it's because I do listen. I don't listen with the intent to respond, but I listen to gather, you know, what is the root causes of a lot of things and to really capture the emotion of how people feel. And I think a lot of people know that.
Now, that last statement you just said, I think a lot of people know that. That is a trophy. That is a certificate to put on your wall, because that means other people have referred others to you. That is saying, we believe that if anybody can help you, Keisha can help you. Go talk to Keisha. She is able to be that voice of reason. And it also means that you are a person that is non-judgmental. And it gives people the freedom to talk to you. I think you really, kudos to you. Where's my applause button? Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve that, Keisha. And I want you to milk that. I want you to really think about that. Even today, as we're getting ready to go into the month of March, think about that, those wonderful qualities about yourself, because it will attract greater qualities and even greater opportunities. So, Keisha, what is something I can look into for you on today?
So, my question is this. I really love having these qualities. Again, it's more... does more service to me than possibly to others. Not sure, but it makes me feel very good. However, the flip side to that coin is it is very, very draining. And currently, especially on the relationship aspect, and currently that is the position that I have in my current relationship. And it's making me really drained. So I don't know, like, how do I go from here with keeping this either separated or learning to adjust between the gifts that I have in my current relationship?
Okay, very good question. And one thing that, and as soon as you mentioned that you're a very good listener, I felt this, that you need to practice grounding yourself. Ground yourself. Sometimes what I do, especially if on a wonderful day, I can go outside and take off my shoes and stand in the grass. I imagine that all of the stress is going down, leaving my body, going into the ground. All of the clients that I've had, all of the tensions, the negative energies, and whatever that goes with the territory, it's going into the ground. Another way I do that is also when I take a bath. Sometimes, or even a shower, I imagine that as the water is hitting my body, it is causing all the spiritual stress, if I could use that word, to be depleted or eliminated from my body. Next thing I want to encourage you, you're going to have to make sure you break that cycle, break that energy. Let's say, for instance, you're talking to someone, they're having some severe relationship problems. I've seen that happen. Well, what they were going through, now I'm going through it. It's because it's an energy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now. And I know it. I've identified it. I know that I don't want to be a part of it. And
right.
That is exactly what is happening right now.
So what we have to do is break that. Sometimes what I do is just a couple of things that I do. One, I'll run my, especially after a tense client, I'll run my hands under cold water because it breaks that energy. Also, what I do is I watch something funny on television, something to break that energy. Because I got to get rid of, or I got to replace that heaviness that has been placed upon me. One other thing, and I'll give you one last thing that I do, is I sometimes will light a white candle and imagine mm-hmm. that the pureness of the God Spirit is engulfing my home and my relationship. Those things, pick either one, and you should find the help or the assistance that you need. Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, my dear. You be blessed and enjoy your day here.
Thank you, you too.
Oh, listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Mosley. What are you good at? Isn't it wonderful to say, hey, I'm good. I'm good at being a listener. I wonder, can anybody else say that? Now, some people got to be honest, and that's okay. Some people say, no, I'm good at talking. I am excellent at talking. Whatever it is, celebrate what you are good at doing. Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And it's the question that we're asking today is, what are you good at doing? What are you good? I believe God wants us to celebrate ourselves. Celebrate how good you really are. You know, sometimes we go to places and they make us feel worse than when we came in. But I want you to know, God is proud of what you can do. I noticed my daughter, she loves to draw, and she'll come and show me something that she drew or something that she painted. And I am encouraging her now. When it first started, I'm like, oh, that's pretty. But now I'm like, oh my God, that's gorgeous. It really is. Sometimes all you need to succeed in life is to understand what you're good at and keep going with that. Sometimes what you're good at can really cause financial increase. It can even cause stress relief. It can cause so many joys in your life. Realize what you are good at doing. Let me go to Tammy right now. Let's see. Tammy, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Mosley.
Hi. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm not well today, but I'm pressing on.
Oh, well, Tammy, well, I do love the fact that you said I'm pressing on. That means you're making an effort to continue to get to that better feeling, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, Tammy, tell me something that you know that you are good at doing.
Well, there's two things. I'm good at praise and worship. God gave me a voice, and I use it for the upbuilding of his kingdom. And I'm good at cooking.
Oh my goodness. You're good at praise and worship. God has given you a voice, and I take it that you utilize that voice. And then yes. You say you're good at cooking. Now tell me, what is one of your favorite items you like to cook?
You just said it when you first came on, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, greens, and potato salad.
Oh my goodness. Now you're making somebody hungry right now. You're making them hungry.
I'm making myself hungry.
Oh my goodness. Now you know what? Listen, everybody. If you listen really clearly, you would have heard Tammy giggle a little bit. And that's what happens when you think about how good you are and what you are good at doing. It brings a joy. It brings a smile. And we thank God. And I love what you said, Tammy, about praise and worship. You said, God gave me a voice. And that's wonderful that you recognize that God has given you something and it brings joy. So now, Tammy, tell me something that I can look into for you on today.
Well, Dr. Mosley, I go for surgery next Friday. Mm-hmm. I have a hernia and a fatty tissue. And also this, I'm praying for that. I'm kind of scared, but I'm praying for that. But I lost two of my sons for about 20 years. I just got back in contact with them. But they're just, I don't know. I just need the Lord to help me deal with this.
All right. Now, in asking that question or in making that statement, I need the Lord to help me deal with this. I need you to realize what you just said, because it is true. We want the Lord to deal with you. Now, what we, mm-hmm. I know what you're asking, because part of you is asking, God, deal with my sons. I'm very grateful for the reconnection, and I'm asking that you would deal with my sons, but also we want God to deal with you, to bring that comfort, yes. to bring that peace of mind within you. And it really is a sign of trusting God, saying, God, you know, I don't quite know all of what to do, but
yes.
I'm going to put my trust in you, into the divine. You're all-knowing, and even when I lost contact with my sons, you never lost contact with them. So mm-hmm. now it's time for you, being a praise and worship leader or a singer, you have to trust the process of that God have your sons. Don't stress too much. That because you can't afford to do that right now. Now, I don't know your issue in the body. I will say it this way, though. It can really get in a lot more intense if you do not back from the stress, because you are under stress. Yes. So your doctor, I don't know what I'm just telling you what I'm sensing in my spirit. Your doctors are trying to keep you on a certain level of being calm, because we do not want this to get any worse. I believe the surgery will be a success, and we want you to have a new life after this surgery. Everything is going to be well.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to trust the process and have more fun. Even if it is cooking and inviting some of your friends over, have more fun, because that is going to be a reliever. It's going to bring greater joy into your life, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Tammy. Stay encouraged. And I'm looking for a wonderful praise report, okay?
Yes, thank you.
God bless you. Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I believe I'm going to Shamika. If I can get Shamika to unmute her phone, and we can get to Shamika out of North Carolina, I believe. Shamika, how you doing on today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Shamika. Now tell me, Shamika, what is one thing that you know you are good at doing?
I'm good at soothing people and also giving them motivation. Like, they could be down, and I can uplift them, make them feel like they can conquer anything they face in the world. More like a motivational speaker, I would say, an encouraging person. I'm good at that.
You're good at encouraging others. So you say you're good at soothing people, like calming them down a little bit. Is that right?
Right.
Wow. Now, how do you know? How do you know you're good at that?
I hear it often, like when people go through things and stuff, they always come to me for like encouraging words and to make them feel better and things like that. I hear wonderful. It from a lot of people. Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful. And it's good that you are approachable, that people can come to you. Is it mainly men that come or women that come or children?
Women, like my friends. My friends, like my little cousins and stuff, that's about 15 and 16 years old, that come stay with me sometimes when their parents go through stuff, they come here. They feel comfortable coming to me, talking to me about things and stuff like that.
So the 15 and the 16-year-old teenage girls can come. Is that because you go let them eat ice cream all night long?
No, it's because I'm going to be honest with them, you know. Yeah, but I got a way of coming across them.
I think that is wonderful, especially for that age bracket. I think that is really good because, of course, we all know that many teenagers need someone they can talk to and someone they can confide in. And it's good that they can do that with you. So now, Shamika, tell me something that I can look into for you on today.
I don't have anything specific.
Nothing specific. Okay. No, I don't know why, but my energy just kind of said no. Yes, he's telling me you do. So what, I don't know why, but I'm feeling a concern. I'm feeling, I don't know, now don't make it up because I got to go with what they're telling me. But I have to tell you, I'm feeling a concern. And it was just like last night or yesterday, but it was dealing with yesterday. So was there a concern? And you can tell me no, but that's what I have to go with what they're telling me.
I don't think so.
All right, let's go here then. So therefore, I want you to make sure you have to trust your own advice. This is what they're telling me. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm going back to yesterday for some crazy reason. You have to trust your own advice. Now, maybe it's something you're not aware of yet, but trust your own advice. Trust the process is what I think I just told Tammy. Sometimes we get too concerned and worried. Is everything going to work out okay? Yes, it is. That's why we have to be confident in the process. Just give it some time. Everything is working out for you. So, and I know that sounds so generic, but he's definitely telling me in the area of business and relationship. So those two areas, I definitely encourage you, trust the process. Everything is not, it's not that you're worried. It's just want to make sure, now, are we on track? Is everything going according to plan? And I feel the divine is saying, yes, it is. Everything is going according to plan. So just trust the process and everything is going to look up for you. Okay.
Okay.
I bless God for you. Give your mom and your family my love. Okay.
I will.
Blessings to you, sweetheart. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Don't go anywhere. I got a few more callers I got to reach. Don't you go anywhere. In fact, think about what are you good at doing? I'll be right back.
Mine, 'cause to me you're one of a kind. When I look at you, it seems so untrue how someone like you can make me feel the way you do.
you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, everybody, don't forget, schedule your next reading with me. Yeah, schedule your reading with me. Text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691. I have had the privilege of talking with so many of you, and it really has been my joy to encourage you and to give you that prophetic insight as to what God wants to be revealed in your life. And one of those things is to remind you of what you're good at. Think about what you're good at and celebrate that. Some people are, I remember I met this one lady, she was good at growing flowers. Oh, just beautiful flowers. And she even told me how she took something, a piece of something, a wire, and put it around another flower, and it changed the color of the flower. Just amazing. I want you to celebrate yourself and realize, hey, you are good at something. You are good. And once you recognize if you're good at one thing, you realize you're good at something else. It's time for you to change your life by changing the way you think about yourself. Listen, I believe I'm ready to go to Dallas, Texas, and talk with Mimi. Mimi, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Mosley. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, Mimi. Well, I am glad that you're doing good. Now, Mimi, tell us, what is something that you are good at doing?
Let's see. I am good at creating. I like making arts and crafts, so I can basically create something out of just a few like bits and pieces. I can pick up scraps from the house and make something really beautiful out of it. And actually, this is the first time I'm actually saying that. But I mean, I'm glad you asked that question because it's good to recognize something that you're good at. But yeah.
That's so now, you just said this is the first time you've even made a statement like that. How does it feel to make that statement?
To be honest, it feels a little strange.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It feels a little strange. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I guess because I grew up knowing that you always have to be modest and not boastful. And I'm always complimenting people, though. I'm always uplifting people and telling them what they're good at. And I can recognize that very quickly. I'm very also good at, you know, seeing the best in others. But I cannot do that for myself for some reason.
Now, so, I'm glad you said that. Because that is the reason why God is asking this question. Realize what you are good at. You know, there's some people that have been so kind. Some people have called me and said, Dr. Moses, if you need help with anything, let me know. I can help you. Well, my next question would be, well, what are you good at doing? What can you help me with? But if you don't know that answer, you can't help me. If some people say, I want to help God, I want to help God do what he's doing in this country, what he's doing in the world. But if you don't realize what you're good at, you may think you're good at cooking, but no, you're making people get sick. No. But it's important. If you want to make life better for others, realize what you are good at doing. Now, I got something I want to tell you, Mimi. Mm-hmm. When you made that statement, you says, I'm good at creativity or creating things and taking scraps and making something beautiful out of it. I heard this little voice in my ear that says she has a gift of vision. And I thought about that. You have a wonderful gift of vision. And people that are artistic, they have that ability to just look at something. Now, to me, it looks like trash. It may be garbage. But to you, you see something altogether different. It's amazing. I remember I was watching a YouTube video, and a lady found this old pot I'm like, oh, that thing is old and dirty and probably need to be thrown away. But when she saw, she said, it is dirt, but oh, this is a iron pot. It's very valuable. All it needs to do is just need to be cleaned up and washed up and oiled up a little. And she made it look so beautiful. I want you to celebrate your gift of vision. Celebrate your gift to see the better in objects and to see the better in people. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I mean, that resonated with me because that's true. I do see, when I see something that looks like it needs to be, you know, gave up on or thrown away, I'd rather see the, you know, what's useful about it. And that goes with things and people. Now, it does turn me into a hoarder at some point. but I just think that there's always something good, you know, about people and, you know, things that we tend to just give up on.
Now, I like that. That really was cute. She said, it turns me into a hoarder. Because you know what? Sometimes, now, this is true. And this is something we all need to think about. Sometimes what we're good at, sometimes it's hard to share it sometimes because sometimes you want to hold on to it. It's hard to either. And I've heard that from people that are artists. They'll draw a painting and it's hard for them to sell it. It's hard for them to part with it. It's like, well, I'll buy it from you. No, that's okay. You know, because they have so many memories attached to it. But we got to learn to share the gift. To share the ability, to realize that beautiful piece of artwork that you made, that's great, but there is more in you. Go on and share that because there's a new and a fresh idea that God has for you. So now I want you to practice sharing your gift, sharing your creations, okay? Will you do that for me?
Yes, absolutely.
And I want you to try. It's going to be hard, but share it with others. And you know what you'll do? You will put a smile on their face as well. So tell me something, Mimi. What is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, I just started a new business venture that I've thought about for the past year and a half. But in December, I took the bold move of investing my all into it. And I just want to know, you know, is this like the right path for me? And will it be, you know, fruitful? And yeah, I guess I just want to know if this business will be good or
yes
or not.
Yes, but do not take the stress out of it. Have fun with it. Have fun with it. That's what I want to encourage you. Don't overly stress yourself. Have fun with this new adventure because it is meant for you. This is a good project for you. That's the word that I hear. So this is a very good opportunity for you, but there's a lot for you to gain. In this, there's a lot for you to gain. And one of the things that you're going to gain is an appreciation for life. Now, I don't know why, but that's what I'm hearing. You're going to really have a greater sense of appreciating life. So this is a good opportunity for you. Congratulations. Work it and work it to the best of your ability. Okay.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Mosman. I really appreciate that. It feels really good to hear because it's been a lot that went into it. But thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome. Keep me posted as to how things are going for you, okay?
I will. I sure will. Thank you so much.
Blessings.
And I'm glad you're feeling better, by the way.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, I believe I can go to Avon Park, Florida. Let's see if I can get Harriet to unmute her phone for me. Harriet, I got to talk to you. Harriet, how are you doing on today?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley, and I'm glad again to talk to you and that you and your family are doing better.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'm very serious. You know, I really, this, maybe this will help somebody else. I didn't realize I had COVID-19. I kept checking my temperature. Like, I'm feeling funny, but I'm like, I didn't know what it was, but I never got a high temp, but I was battling with asthma as well. And I had three things going on at the same time. Child, I had gout, I had asthma, and COVID-19. And I was like, I didn't realize I had COVID. I just thought, with this pain in my foot and this headache going on, I didn't even give COVID a second thought. But before I went to go see my asthma doctor, I said, well, let me just get a COVID testing and just to be sure. And sure enough, they told me I was positive, but I'm okay. It didn't take us down too much. I was very fatigued. I was like, why am I so tired? I just woke up. But anyway, I want to encourage everybody, make sure you get, if you're feeling a little funny, it's okay. Go on and get the little test and make sure, just to be on the safe side, and because life is important. So, Harriet, I appreciate you. But Harriet, tell me, what is something you are good at doing?
Nurturing and serving.
I like that. Nurturing and serving. Do you enjoy serving others?
Yes.
Wow.
I do.
That is wonderful. Now, you know, that is to me a sign that that is someone that really, that want to help. That really, a server is someone that really want to help. They want to make you comfortable. And they get great joy out of that. They really take pride. And even if it's bringing a glass of water, they want to bring you that glass of water that will bring a refreshing, a cooling to you. They really want you to be comfortable. So that tells me you have an inward desire for others to really be comfortable. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I think that is commendable.
Yes, it does.
I really do. Mm-hmm. And I want you to maintain that idea. I said something the other day. I was teaching online, and it has been stated before, but what you make happen for others, you make happen for yourself.
Right.
And as you are making others comfortable, there is a reaction in the spiritual world or the spirit realm that is doing the same thing for you. So I want you to focus on that God, I'm making others comfortable. And you be very cognizant that God is doing the same thing for you. He's making you comfortable. Okay. He's making you to be refreshed. So there's a scripture in the Bible that says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. And not only that, he takes the time to lead me beside the still waters. And then we can go on to the rest of that. He restores my soul. He's doing all of this for Harriet. So Harriet, I want you to be reminded that God is your shepherd, and he's caused you to be in a status of being comfortable. So Harriet, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, just let me know what spirit got to tell me. I've been staying positive, working on myself, and I passed my class, but I still got to go take my state exam.
Wow. Well, good. Now, that's the first thing. Continue to celebrate. Continue to celebrate what you've done. That's a good thing. You passed your class. Now, that's good. I know we got to take the state exam, but you at least passed the class. It would have been worse if you didn't pass that class.
Right.
So you passed that. I want you to really focus, and I guess this is what the theme of this show is about today, and that's because I keep hearing it. Focus on what you're good at. Now, part of sometime with you, Harriet, I have to tell you this, sweetheart, sometimes you feeling as if you're not good enough. And it's okay, but you take it too far sometimes. And that's what my spirit is telling me. You're trying to reach for better and reach for better and reach for better, but you don't really take in what you have accomplished, what you have done, the good that you have right now. You know, Harriet, one time in my life, I thought I was just as big as a house. I did. I thought I was just big. I thought I was just fat. But it really wasn't the truth. I would tell other people that, oh, I know I'm just big. And they say, what are you talking about? You know, and I'm a big guy, but because of my mindset, that's been for years that I've thought that way. Well, as long as I thought that way, I would continue to gain weight. But when I would change my mindset and say, you know what, I'm not as big as I thought I was. You know, I'm all right. I may not be skinny, but I'm all right. When I started doing that, that's when I started noticing weight started coming off. I wasn't even as hungry as I thought I was. I want you to celebrate yourself. You passed that class. I want you to stay on that for a little while. Focus on that. And now that you passed that class, now I want you to say, I'm ready for the state exam. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Let me hear you say that. I'm ready for the state exam.
I'm ready for the state exam.
Now, see, that's the energy that I'm waiting on. And I believe that you got this. You are ready for the state exam. Now you gave me the praise report about the class. You passed the class. Now, I can't wait to talk to you again. And you're going to tell me, Dr. Mosley, I passed the state exam. And I'm going to be excited with you. In fact, right now, we're going to celebrate. You said, yay, Harriet. Yay, she did it. From Avon Park, Florida. You go.
Yes, yes.
I'm believing it for you. Harriet, hang in there. Now, let me know as soon as you pass it, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Dr. Mosley.
God bless you. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't forget now, schedule your reading with me. Text the word reading to 40691. Yeah, go ahead on. Text the word reading to 40691. I am a spiritual life coach. I am a prophet. It gives you the opportunity to come speak with me one-on-one. The questions that you have before God, the questions that you want to have greater insight regarding, I am the one that can help you. I guarantee that. And I just believe that together we can cause our lives to go into that place of greater success, greater prosperity. So now the question I'm asking today is, what are you good at doing? Now, I believe I'm getting ready to go to Joan. Let's see. Joan, are you there?
Yes, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes. Joan, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Pennsylvania.
Joan from Pennsylvania. Okay, Joan, blessings to you. Now, Joan, tell me, what is something you're good at doing?
I'm good at helping people clean up their houses when they get a little messy and run down. I like to clean them up and maybe paint them and make them look brand new.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that is so wonderful. You know what? It's almost like those TV shows that is like the before and the after. And it's like, oh my God, they really did a lot of work. And you enjoy doing that. Now, Joan, tell me about one instance when it just brought you great joy when you did that. Give us one example of doing that type of work.
Well, I helped someone clean up a room that just had a bunch of clutter and junk in it. And it was a nice room when everything got, you know, garbage thrown out and scrubbed and painted. And, you know, the floor was exposed and everything. And it turned into a beautiful sunroom.
Wow. And so you helped them to really restore life back to that room. Was the person a hoarder?
They were sick. They were sickly.
They were sick. And how did they, when the room was clean, how did they feel when they saw that room?
They just loved it because it was like having a new room that they didn't have.
Wow. That is so amazing to me. I just applaud you for that. I need to ask you, how did you feel knowing that you gave them a chance, you gave them their room back? How did that feel to you?
It's very rewarding to see their expressions and their reactions. It's like automatic feel-good hormones are released when you see that.
What made you get into that, in doing that type of work, or that even that type of just, I guess I would call it a service to others? What made you do that?
It's very rewarding for me to help people.
Wow. That is just so incredible. I love it. I really do love it. So, Joan, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Well, Michael, I'm struggling right now with discomfort. I've had hip pain on my left side of my body for 3 months, and now I have problems with my hands where they're cold on the tips and they hurt like heck. And I don't know what's going on with me.
Okay, so you're having pain on the left side of the body?
Yes.
And your fingertips are painful. The tips of the fingers are painful.
And cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, of course, I have to tell you, why you're not afraid of the doctors, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay. I have all of a sudden, I feel this powerful energy of fear, and I don't know understand why. But I just feel this powerful energy of fear. It's like, what in the world is this? But what is it that you're afraid of?
Well, Michael, I'm a little paranoid, and maybe it's, you know, crazy, but I'm paranoid because my sister passed with bone cancer.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, uh-oh, what's the start of it? That's what you're picking up on, maybe.
That's it. Okay. You are a survivor. You really are a survivor, but that's it. Cause I just felt this is like a monster just came upon me, like a fearful little monster. And that's what it is. I do need you to go see a doctor. And of course I want to encourage you, to do that as soon as possible. I do not feel it is the same situation as your sister, but I do feel that ignoring it will cause it to, become worse. But I do not feel that it is the same situation as your sister. But I do feel that ignoring it will cause it to become worse. So I do encourage, and I have to encourage you, to please see a doctor as soon as possible. Because also it'll straighten out an issue that is in the back. This is what my angels are telling me. It's a back-related issue as well. It's something else that you're enduring, which is in the back. Does that make any sense? Yes or no?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I definitely encourage you to please see the doctor. Things are going to be well. And you really are a strong woman. You really are a very, very strong woman. You're stronger than what you give yourself credit for. So I don't feel that you're going to endure what your sister endured. But please, let's get that checked immediately. Okay. All right. Well, Joan, I thank you. Now, Joan, you let me know. You connect with me and tell me, give me an update and let me know how you're doing, okay?
I will.
Blessings to you, Joan. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And we're sending our prayers to Joan. Yeah, because we want things to go well, and we want a positive. I really do. I want a positive report to say everything went well. So I'm looking forward to that. I believe if I can go to LaTanya, let's see if we can get LaTanya on the line. LaTanya, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, LaTanya. Where are you calling us from? What area of the what? Where are you, LaTanya?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you in Atlanta? Hey, yes. Neighbor. Mm-hmm. You can't. Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Sure.
Blessings to you, LaTanya. I thank you so much. Now, LaTanya. One thing that no. How do you pronounce your name? Is it LaTanya or LaToya?
LaTanya.
LaTanya. Right. We got to get it right. Mm-hmm. LaTanya. LaTanya, are you married?
I'm not.
Ooh, see, I felt that. So we got to get you married. LaTanya, all right. So we go all. LaTanya, do you want to be married? I guess that's the first question we should ask.
I do.
All right. I don't really know why that came to me, really, LaTanya. You're the first person I've ever asked that to in a long time. So apparently marriage is somewhere in your future, your near future. But LaTanya, one question I'm asking everybody today, what is something you are good at doing?
I am good at planning events.
Oh, well, see, that's why I probably asked you. Have you been planning your wedding?
Yeah. Not yet.
All right. It's good that you are an event planner and you're good at doing that. And that tells me also that you are a woman that pays a lot of attention to detail. So the small things get your attention. Is that true?
That is correct.
Now, you know, that's a scripture in the Bible that says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. So sometimes it's the little things that can either make or break us. And so I don't know why I have to throw this in at you. Sometimes, and a couple of people today, they've made a statement that sometimes what we are good at can sometimes become a problem for us. I've known some people that are good at singing, and to everybody else, the song sounds fine, but to them, the note was flat, or they didn't like the way they sound. And you're like, oh, but it's good. No, it's not. Even to a cook, you know, everybody said, this is good to me, but like, no, it's too much pepper. No, it's too much seasoned salt. No, throw it away. You ain't throwing all that away. I'm going to take that home, you know. So I want you to take this into consideration. Sometimes you give a lot of attention to small details, but you miss the bigger picture. And this is regarding a relationship. Now, I'm not saying go with the bigger picture if it's not meeting all of the small details. But sometimes it's almost like... have you ever watched them cooking shows? And I've seen where they put the food on the plate and it looks so pretty, like you're ready to eat, but then they still not through decorating it. But then they go put all the little garnishes there. And like, I don't care about no doggone garnish. You can keep that little whatever that is, parsley. But it does look pretty. You know, in other words, I do feel that God is saying that there is a wonderful relationship for you. Give it a chance to add the garnish. Everything is not going to be there at first, but let him add the little garnish and the lemon zest and all of that. The details will come, but pay attention to the bigger picture, and then you'll see the details. Does that make any sense to you at all?
It does. It does. Thank you for that word.
Well, good. Now, that's just what I said. Now, what is something I can look into for you on today?
Hey, I think you hit the nail on the head. I am, as far as professionally, I am about to start studying for this certification, to get this certification professionally. So,
Wonderful.
I just, you know.
Well, I wish you the best of success, and I know, I really am very confident because you're very studious. That's because I really do feel this. You pay a lot of attention to detail. Even when people talk to you, you sometimes hear what they're not saying. You know, you're one of them people that people say, "Oh, you look so pretty today," and you'll be like, "Well, I didn't look pretty yesterday. That ain't what I meant." But now, am I telling the truth? Am I telling the truth?
You are telling the truth at times. That does happen. That has happened before. I said it.
But that's okay. That's just how you are. You're just a wonderful person, and you really do have, you pay a lot of attention to detail. And God has gifted you to be that way because he does need some people that will really notice, give careful attention to many things that we overlook. So I think that's a gift that you do have. And in that gift, notice the good and notice even the challenging opportunities with that gift. Sometimes the house, you know, I walk in, I see an empty room, but people like you can walk in and say, "Oh, we can put a table over here, a beautiful chair, a big floral arrangement over there." It's again, I think I said this earlier to someone that have that gift of vision. You could see the little small things that can make such an enormous difference. So, LaTanya, hey, you go for it. You go for it. And I pray that you continue in your business because this is a business for you, okay?
Okay.
This is a good business. What part of Georgia are you in? Are you in the northern end? Or not? I only know the south end. That's all I know. But
I'm in the north. I'm in the Woodstock area.
Is that close to Alpharetta?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know Alpharetta. I went out to eat out there a couple of times. So it's beautiful out there. Beautiful. But
yeah,
I bless God for you, LaTanya. And don't forget now, there is a relationship that is really meant for you. Give it a chance to be plated, to be served. Well, before it's served, give it a chance to be plated and to be garnished. Everything will come into place and it will surprise you. When you know what's that song we say? It's an old song in the church that we used to sing, "Please be patient with me, God is not through with me yet." And then they say, "When he gets through with me, I'll be just what he wants me to be." Well, I'm going to tell you, when God gets through with the blessing that he has for you, it's going to be just what you want it to be. So congratulations, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Mosley. I appreciate that.
God bless you. Listen, everybody. Oh, it's that time. I must admit, it is that time. I am not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time, and it's time for me to go. But please know, I do thank you very, very much for your prayers and your support, everyone. I thank you. My family and I, we're doing much, much better. We did contract the COVID virus, but we're good. We are really good. My oldest son, he had it, and he has tested positive, and I believe everybody else is just doing wonderful. So I do thank you for your prayers. And make sure, you know, social distance. Well, how did he get it, Dr.? Well, we believe he got it by going to the gym. I say, y'all need me losing weight anyway, huh? Here, eat another piece of chicken. But anyway, we are grateful that we, and somebody had to have the story that we made it through it. Yeah, somebody got to have that testimony that, hey, I made it through it. I made it through COVID. I have that testimony, and many of you do too. Focus on what you're good at doing, okay? Focus on what you are good at doing because you are good at a lot. And when you do that, you'll see that you will attract greater prosperity, greater results into your life, all right? Let's utilize the law of attraction by focusing on what we're good at. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. I'll talk to you again next time. Blessings, everybody. Do 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 do